March the 15th. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:1. Christ has unlimited grace in himself, but he hasn't kept it for himself. As the reservoir empties itself into the pipes, so has Christ emptied out his grace for his people. Of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. John 1:16. He seems only to have grace in order to dispense it to us. He stands like the fountain, always flowing, but only running in order to supply the empty pitchers and the thirsty lips that draw near unto it. Like a tree, he bears sweet fruit, not to hang on boughs, but to be gathered by those who need it. Grace, whether its work is to pardon, to cleanse, to preserve, to strengthen, to enlighten, to revive, or to restore, is always to be obtained from him freely and without price. There's not one form of the work of grace that he has not bestowed upon his people. As the blood of the body, though flowing from the heart, belongs equally to every part of the body, so the influences of grace are the inheritance of every saint united to the Lamb. In this there is a sweet communion between Christ and his church, in that they both receive the same grace. Christ is the head upon which the oil is first poured, but the same oil runs to the very skirts of the garments, so that the lowest saint has the same ointment as that which fell upon the head. This is true communion, when the sap of grace flows from the stem to the branch, and when it's understood that the stem itself is sustained by the very nourishment that feeds the branch. As we receive grace from Jesus day by day, and more constantly recognize it as coming from him, we will behold him in communion with us and enjoy the delight of communion with him. Let us make daily use of our riches and ever go to him as to our own Lord in covenant, taking from him the supply of all we need, with as much boldness as people take money from their own wallets.